Field by Sayuli Ayers. Hey, sister. Sean leans in, his eyes glazed with Haldol. I hold gardens of eternal life in my hands. I nod. It's another day in group therapy. If we don't attend, they will hear about it, and there will be no dinner seconds, no sodas, no popsicles. Every day I pledge allegiance to pill boxes and self-care, just as long as they don't prescribe meds that make me a slack-jawed shell. I am one of the lucky ones. When the blackness eases out of me, I will be released, maybe after 2 weeks. Lifers like Sean will always drift in and out of these corridors. Now he shoulders a white robe, his face brilliant under the fluorescent glare. Before dinner, I pace the lavender rec room. Beatrice sobs in a worn recliner. Soon they will wheel her up again to the fifth floor for ECT. Beatrice's eyes are bruised hollows, her hands cupped lilies straining for light. She sways against a whirl of darkness. I remember Wilf's painting of the girl prostrate in a field. She claws at the earth, craning towards the houses on the hill. I wonder what the people in the houses are doing, frying bacon on cast iron skillets, ironing shirts while the girl is swallowed up by tawny grasses. The meal cart rattles through the plexiglass doors. Mounds of green beans and stringy chicken slosh on plates. Someone plinks Amazing Grace on the piano until an orderly locks the lid. I weep into my dinner. Bolted to the ceiling, the television weatherman motions to pleats of red, orange, and blue surging from the edges of the screen. Outside the city limits, storms loom over a savage field.